Excellent work, John. We're all proud of you. 52 degrees in Atlanta. 640 WGSD. It's February and it's Health Month, and it's brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. Their members together cover each other's medical costs for significantly lower rates than traditional insurance, with out-of-pocket costs as low as $500. For true affordable health care, visit libertyoncall.org.
Liberty on call. Liberty should always be in your heart, but that's a different kind of liberty. But we appreciate our sponsors. They keep Sully off the street. Sully keeps us on the air. It's a great relationship. Thank you, Liberty on call. Speaking of liberty, very, very different kind of liberty that we do not wish to attach our sponsor to for this one, for this kind of fight. But this week in religious freedom, I will start with the usual question, at which point I will then back out of the conversation and let Stefan and John arm wrestle. But do I still get to go to the church of my choice this week, this Sunday, and do I still then get to practice whichever faith I want the rest of the week? Or did that change based on acts of the legislature or inaction of the legislature this week?
I think that depends on whether you're a pastor or not and whether your organization is a 501c3, because that seems to be some of the complaints that we heard as the House of Representatives went ahead and passed the Pastor Protection Act.
Is this the one about cows being able to graze wherever they want?
No, that's the Pasture Protection Act.
Is this the one about protecting the legacy of the guy that invented safe milk?
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
Pasture Protection Act. I'm sorry. Please continue. There's just a lot of these bills out there, and it's very confusing for me.
Very punny, sir.
John, if you could just clear this up, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Actually, one of them did pass, and it passed unanimously, which tells me we found something that either everyone actually agrees on or... Well, what did we find out, John?
We found out that the Pastor Protection Act went through two hearings this week in the Judiciary Committee. There were a few minor little tweaks that were made to the bill as it was originally proposed by Kevin Tanner of Dawsonville. The leadership of the House seemed to be so interested in getting this thing passed that they actually called a break in the House proceedings to have a special meeting of the Rules Committee so that they could get it on the rules calendar to be voted on yesterday, which was the last legislative day this week. Came up for discussion as the last bill of the day. We had four or five different speakers come in and talk about their religious beliefs and why they thought this was important. And what is a little bit unusual is that Speaker Ralston went to the well and made a rather impassioned plea to get the bill passed. And part of the controversy that's been going on with these various religious liberty bills is that you've got one group of folks who really want to have a Religious Freedom Restoration Act without any restrictions. There are others who think something else might be better. It's been quite a controversy. Speaker Ralston, in his speech, brought up the words from Mark, the Gospel of Mark, and also Abraham Lincoln used these same words. Of course, today is his birthday, when he said, "A house divided itself cannot stand," trying to say this Pastor Protection Act could be something we all agree on. Let's agree on this, and then let's move on to the next thing.
Right. And it's interesting because it's very much an in-chamber political solution, because I've gotten actually a lot of pushback from my liberal friends saying, why did all the people in the House vote for this bill? This is unnecessary. All this does is sort of trash LGBT rights. And this is just another one of those bills that's in the same thing as the rest of them. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, this is just making people who are worried about the law feel okay, even though it doesn't really change the law.
Right. It really, unfortunately, some have framed all these efforts to promote religious liberty as being anti-LGBT. There was another bill that came up that dealt with uniforms worn at sporting events. Mm-hmm. And what the bill basically said was, if the sanctioning body, whether it's the High School Football Association or whatever, allows logos or some sort of decoration on a piece of uniform, they can't discriminate and say, well, it can't be a religious decoration, it could be secular. And I heard complaints from some of the gay rights organizations saying it was against that. Pastor Protection Act, again, the same way. There's no discrimination really involved that way, except to say that a pastor does not have to conduct a marriage that he feels is inappropriate. And I don't know anybody who really disagrees with that.
No, and neither does the Constitution of the United States, which is part of the reason why I think there's some controversy there. But it's one of those things where it's enough to say, it's like, look, we've got a pressure-filled situation, and this is an opportunity to let some of the pressure out of that kettle.
And unfortunately, that did not happen in the sense of one Josh McCoon, who decided to tweet in the middle of the debate on this thing that it wasn't the Pastor Protection Act, it was the Politician Protection Act. And he is perhaps very upset that the bill that he proposed, Senate Bill 129, still sits in the House Rules and the House Judiciary Committee, amended and tabled, and it was tabled by the folks who are actually in favor of the RFRA.
Yeah, I mean, and it had that civil rights language attached to it. And this whole thing could have gone by the wayside last year had he been willing to attach civil rights language to RFRA to begin with. And we wouldn't have this entire constellation of various religious liberty bills to deal with now.
Well, we will see. As I say, it really led to some tough words in the House after Josh made these remarks. The Speaker was asked about Josh's tweet and basically said, you know, I'm not really paying an awful lot of attention right now to what he has to say. But I think that, you know, the Speaker is trying to get to the point where everybody can work together.
There was a member of the Speaker's staff, apparently, that had a little more to say.
Well, yeah, tell us about that, Charlie.
Well, the word can't be said, but apparently there was an exchange between one of the Speaker's staff. This is as according to news reports. I've not confirmed it, but I believe the senator himself says that, but there was a word that he was used that is a pejorative, and, you know, that goes back to the tempers are flaring, and, you know, the senator wants, you know, he's been riding, you know, this wave for a couple of years, and he wants it his way, but, you know, it goes back to the original plan was this was supposed to be modeled after filling a gap that was left in federal legislation that applies to the federal. And yet that language, you know, the only person I know of that's actually brought a bill for RFRA that only fills the federal gap is actually Representative Setzler, because the bills that have been in the House and Senate pushed by McCoon always have extra language that, again, has brought in that is it discriminatory question. And you know, that's I still believe if this bill is going to pass, it's going to have something that is equal rights, not one group over the other one, and figuring out what that means, because there are folks that believe certain sections conflict and you can't have that. I don't know what that means. And until they can figure it out, I don't think you're going to see anything that comprehensive.
Well, and that brings up the other bill that got passed or got some action in the Judiciary Committee this week, which was a civil rights bill that will have some limited protections. But again, I think it's something that nobody will be happy with in terms of because it does not offer any special rights to LGBT folks. But it is a starting point, just like the Pastor Protection Act was a starting point.
Legislation that no one is happy with. That's generally, sometimes that's good for a compromise, but sometimes, especially in election year, why you would pass something no one will be happy with, I don't know. That's all for This Week in Religious Liberty. Next up, This Week in Presidential Politics. First little break, 6:40 a.m., WGST.